Early ballots for the November election will be mailed out starting October 7th. That's next Wednesday.
Officials are warning voters to mail them back as soon as possible to ensure they arrive by Election Day, which is, of course, on November 3rd. That advice may be especially important this year as concerns over slow mail service and alleged voter fraud plague election officials. President Donald Trump has been attacking mail-in voting, suggesting without evidence that the system is vulnerable to widespread interference and already casting doubt on the results. It's a topic we'll likely hear more about tonight during his first of three debates with his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Whoever wins in November, though, we're not likely to know the results on November 3rd. And there have already been battles to ensure even votes received on the day of the election are counted. Joining us now to talk more about all of this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Yes, this is going to be a fascinating election, and we don't know how many days it'll take us to figure out who's the next president.
That's exactly right. I want to start, though, with this lawsuit that was filed over reservation residents' time to mail back their ballots. What was this all about?
The proponents did some challenges. They mailed ballots or just mailed first-class mail and sometimes mailed even expedited mail from various places on the Navajo reservation, and compared that to mailing from places like Flagstaff and from Scottsdale. And as you know, the nature of the mail service is things have to come to Phoenix and then they go back to the county seat. Same thing going on the way out. If you're going from the county seat, let's say in Navajo County, they come to Phoenix and then they go back out. And so it can take 6-7 days going each way to get a ballot to the reservation versus a day or two perhaps here from Scottsdale. They argued that's unfair, and more to the point, they argued that that's in the legal form of discrimination. And so they asked Judge Mary Snow, who's a federal judge, to say, look, if we can get it postmarked by Election Day, that will ensure we have the same amount of time as non-Indians to make our choices and get them back and make sure that our votes are counted. The problem is that Judge Snow said, yeah, okay, I'm not debating that the mail service is slow, but you haven't really shown that Indians are disproportionately affected. And more to the point, you haven't really shown that this is any different from any other rural area. So for the moment, the deadline stands.
I want to also talk about mail-in voting. As we mentioned there at the top, the president has really cast doubt on the integrity of mail-in voting, which is something that Arizona has, of course, done for decades here. Do you think the president's accusations and all of this kind of coverage of questioning mail-in balloting will have any effect on how people vote here?
I think not so much in Arizona. We've had mail-in voting now for years. It used to actually be called early voting, and all you had to prove was you weren't going to be in your precinct on Election Day. Well, if you're going to work, you weren't in your precinct. But we've decided now that you should have, anybody should be able to take advantage of early voting. And you can take your early ballot, you can mail it in, you can drop it off. There are various ways of doing that. You can get on a permanent early voting list. And therefore, I think Arizonans are very confident. I think the bigger problem becomes sowing seeds of discontent in the entire process nationwide. When you throw out all these things that could go wrong, and then people start seeing results and they say, for example, what happened 2 years ago and 4 years ago? Things changed between election night and when we finally got the results. And if people believe that's about fraud, that's the worst possible thing that can happen for democracy. And that's the real concern.
And lastly, I want to ask about what election officials here are doing to prepare for this. Like, there's inevitably going to be some tension around voting day, around how votes are tabulated. How prepared are we here?
I think we're as prepared as you can be. I think you've got a system set up where there are multiple voting locations where you can drop off an early ballot at any polling place on Election Day. You don't have to find your own. And, you know, will there be things that go wrong? Of course. Part of the concern, I think, is will enough people show up to be poll workers? As much as you can prepare for that, poll workers as a whole tend to skew toward an older crowd. And if you're afraid you're going to get COVID-19 for doing your civic duty, that's going to be really a concern. So we're all going to be watching very closely to make sure that the process does work. And that, in fact, that the things that the president is saying, and I'm sure we'll say again tonight about early voting, don't happen here.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joining us. Howie, thanks so much.
Thank you, too. We'll be watching the debate, and we're going to be using it as a drinking game to see how often the president says early ballots.